Okay, we were talking about some of the leading issues of concern in the church today when it comes to addressing the common good in the public and political realm, and whether there's anything new in the picture at this time.
I think that there is something new in the picture. I am actually somewhat excited about some changes in language that seem to be occurring in discussions among Catholic about some of the contemporary issues. And of course, the most important of the clusters of these issues that are facing not just Catholics, but all Americans these days, are the cluster of issues that largely fall under the label culture of life. And the top of those of that list, of course, is abortion, but much else is included in that, under that label as well. It seems to me where I'm finding some optimism, in this regard, is a shift in language from one that looks at these issues from the perspective of rights, of individual rights, that is so absolute, to increasing efforts to look at these kinds of issues from the perspective of the common good, that looks not so much at the individual and the individual situation, but looks at it in terms of, you know, the broader community that's at stake. Along these same lines, I also see a shift in language from the kind of language that invokes absolutes of morality to a language that emphasizes, in conjunction with those absolutes, appreciation of prudence and prudential engagement with the realities of American society. And I see there something fruitful happening. I think that it's just beginning. I don't think that we know exactly how this is all going to work out, but what I'm hopeful about is that this could be the way of really making some progress on these concerns that are not only Catholic concerns, but are concerns really for all Americans.
Thank you. That was very interesting. So we've got humility and prudence now that we both need for the operation.
Should I go through the whole list of virtues?
I think we're coming to the end of this first discussion together, but I'm wondering if you might say something to the pastoral ministers listening to this. What are some ways that parishes might promote an understanding of the common good and educate people about the importance of understanding the common good? Is this something a parish council, for example, ought to address, should be concerned about?
Well, of course, the common good the idea of the common good is an ancient part of Catholic teachings, really, back to the earliest days of the Church. A quick read of the Acts of the Apostles will almost instantly turn up references to some of these notions, and as well all sorts of famous gospel passages, Matthew 25 and a variety of others, are all good sources to pry out some words, some ideas, some images and metaphors to use to convey this idea of the common good. So obviously there are wonderful scriptural resources. As well, in the history of the Church, a number of the doctors of the Church, Thomas Aquinas most famously, has addressed this idea of the common good. And, there are lovely resources on Aquinas that are available to us now, good interpretations of his writings that are readily accessible to, your average educated Catholic. And I'd recommend those as well. But in terms of practical ways to engage a parish or to raise the idea of the common good in the parish, and it seems to me that one of the easiest ways to get at it is to talk about the parish as a whole. That is not as a collection of individuals, but rather as a single body, as a single group. To the extent that parishioners can begin to understand that they're participants in a community that has its own purpose, its own mission, its own end, all linked to salvation and such, It seems to me then that's really a wonderful entree to this idea of the common good overall. And parish councils, pastors, the various groups of our parish communities. I mean, these can all, it seems to me, all these groups can, and individuals can, in some sense, be brought to, to realize that they're part of a common whole, and recognize the good of that common whole, which is the common good, thinking just in terms of their own parish. And that then is a wonderful stepping stone to think about the common good in terms of the church community, or the common good in terms of us as Americans, part of the United States, or even in the larger sense, all of humankind. So it seems to me that could, in fact, work as an entree.
When we started this discussion, you said that it's kind of hard to understand the common good and to come to a knowledge of what it really means and all that it entails. So I suppose this isn't something a parish can just gloss over or touch upon once. Is it? I mean, religious educators and others are going to have to take it quite seriously, it seems.
I think, honestly, David, I am convinced that the idea of the common good is absolutely the heart of Catholic social teachings. And this is part of our tradition. This is part of what it means to be a Roman Catholic. It's not something to be glossed over. This needs to be, embraced. And I would argue it always has been embraced, but something about the peculiar demands of the hour right now is highlighting, all of these ideas of the common good and bringing them back, to the forefront of our concern.
Thank you, Dr. Schneck.
My pleasure.